what did you on that GCA project do at that point? When it went into, did you then need to get a large production?
Well, this initial production was enough, we felt, to make a large scale test of it. And the people from Gilfillan Radio, well, there was a transition office with a very, Rowan Gaither, I think, was in charge of that. There were so many high-class people that were used to handling millions of bucks, like Alfred Loomis, you know, these were people that thought big and foresaw things. They got a contract with Gilfillan Radio as soon as our plans for the Mark II GCA were. In Mark II, we used Louis' scanning antennas, so the whole antenna didn't have to move. They just squeezed the waveguide, and that made the beam sweep back and forth. And there was a brand new system of scopes, oscilloscopes, that made a display that you could interpret easily. So we made plans for an entirely new system for doing this. And they brought in several engineers from Gilfillan Radio. They hired one right for the purpose. They worked right with us in developing the equipment. They made lists of materials and diagrams. And by the time we had one working, they had the complete specs. And in fact, they had orders in for all the electronic components, and they kept changing their orders as we kept changing our mind.
I see.
Homer Tasker was the principal person that lived with us at the Rad Lab. Is it going okay?
Yes, it's going okay.
He was a very high-flying person. He took part in the discussions of how it should work and contributed some ideas to it. Later there was a patent argument. He thought maybe he had invented the ideas of Mark II GCA. Whereas we took out the patents in the name of myself and of Chalmers Sherwin, who developed the indicators, the scopes for it. But they were all ready to go into production as soon as we went through these tests. Somebody said go, and so then my job was to go to Gilfillan and help them with production problems.
It wasn't that changes were made in design, but just the actual manufacture of it went according to plan.
Yes. Of course, to make something producible in a larger quantity, they had to repackage things to some degree. But they checked all those things out with me or with whoever was the expert on that particular electronic box.
I see.
So at that time, I went to Gilfillan to help them get it into manufacture, and Louis and the rest of the crew went to England to get into the Battle of Britain. So they did a fair amount of landing of planes in Britain under battle conditions. And they kept sending back certain suggestions about how the thing might be modified, and some of it that we could, we adopted, and others we said, well, that'll be Mark III, I guess.